Halacha is Le'ilui Nishmas Dina Bat Yitzchak Mordechai Halevi. The Gemara says Sukkah Chafei Mordechai Chafalef that an Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day of Avelus, and he's also to wear tefillin on the first day of Avelus. Tefillin is called Pe'er, glory, and the Avel is not in a glorious state, and he doesn't wear tefillin. Definition of Avelus is from the time of the Kavura. So if the burial, let's say, would take place on a Wednesday in the middle of the day, so then for the duration of the day, he is pater and should not wear tefillin. This would apply even if the burial was at night. Let's say the burial took place on a Tuesday night. So then Wednesday, even though he wakes up and feels like a new day, it's the first day of Avelus, and he would not wear tefillin on that day until the following day. Are all first day of Avelus created equal? So the Gemara just says, first day of Avelus, the Avel doesn't wear tefillin. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Avelus. However, there is an opinion which was made famous by the Maritatz, who was actually a Talmud of the Beis Yosef and the Alshech in Sfat. And he claimed as follows: how could it be that Avelus, which is not Daraisa, will push off tefillin, which is a mitzvah Daraisa? So therefore, even though the Gemara doesn't qualify in any way, he says, this din only applies when Avelus is Daraisa. When is Avelus Daraisa? So this is a major machlokas harishonim, but he says, like the opinion of the Rambam and the Ramban, that Avelus is Daraisa on the first day of Avelus, which is also the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKavura. So if a person would die on Wednesday morning and be buried Wednesday afternoon, or if a person would pass away Tuesday night and be buried Wednesday, so then the duration of Wednesday, Avelus is Daraisa. That's when an Avel doesn't wear tefillin for the duration of the day. However, if the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKavura are not on the same day, let's say a person passes away on a Tuesday and he's buried on a Wednesday, so then Avelus is only Derabanan. So the Maritatz would say, after the funeral, on Wednesday afternoon, the person should go home and put on tefillin. And he's chayv at that point, now that he's chayv in mitzvahs. Before the Kavura, he's an Onain, so he's part of the mitzvahs. But now he's an Avel. After the Kavura, he's chayv in mitzvahs. He should go ahead and put on tefillin at that point. Now, this, of course, assumes that Avelus is Daraisa if the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKavura are on the same day. This is Machlokas HaRishonim, the Tosus and the Rosh hold that Avelus is always Derabanan. So then the opinion of the Maritatz doesn't even get off the ground. Apparently, you have to say that even though Avelus, the Nehuge Avelus are Derabanan, there is still a person who doesn't wear tefillin. So Avechik explained that there's still a status of Avelus Midaraisa, even if there are no Nehuge Avelus, even if he doesn't have to sit on the ground Midaraisa, but he's still called an Avel on a Torah level. He's inherently in an unglorious state, and tefillin are not appropriate for him at that time. It brings rise for this. And this is what you'd have to say, according to the Tosfos and according to the Rosh. In Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Avelus, Shin Tzadi Tes, the Mechaber seems to favor the opinion that says that Avelus is Daraisa if the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKavura are on the same day, but the Ramah paskins that the Avelus is always Midrabanan. So then there would be no reason to distinguish like the Maritatz. Here in Hilchos Tefillin, in Siman Lamed Ches, in Sifkon Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah paskins against the Maritatz, and that is the Minhag HaOlam, that no matter what, on the first day of Avelus, the Avel does not go ahead and wear tefillin. There were some poskim who said maybe we should be choshish with Maritatz. There are some after the funeral will go home and in private, without a bracha, they'll put on tefillin in order to be choshish with Maritatz. It's a little more common in Eretz Yisrael, but the basic psak is not like the Maritatz, that on the first day of Avelus, the Avel is always potter and usher from wearing tefillin, and that applies to the first day. Does it only apply to the first day? So what the Gemara actually says in Moed Katan, or Bishua there says, that the Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first 2 days of Avelus, and he's chayav from the second day on. So that might sound like a confusing statement. He doesn't wear tefillin for the first 2 days, and he's chayav on the second day. So what does that mean? So some Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban, seem to assume that it means just that he doesn't wear tefillin on the first day. And then at night, on the second day, beginning of the second day is at night, so he doesn't wear tefillin because it's nighttime. Okay, that's a regular din of tefillin. But really, on the second day, he's totally chayav in tefillin. But the Rosh assumes, no, that he's really doesn't wear tefillin on the first day or the second day. But on the second day, we say, mixas ayom kekulo. So therefore, after Netzach Am already, he can put on tefillin at that point. So that is the recommendation. Now, interestingly enough, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillin, he just says, an Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day. In Hilchos Avelus, in Shin Peches, he writes that he shouldn't wear tefillin until after Netzach Hama on the second day. So let's say the person, the Kavura, was on Wednesday, so he doesn't wear tefillin for the rest of Wednesday. Thursday morning, he should wait until after Netzach Hama. He shouldn't put on tefillin before Netzach Hama. So how come he doesn't mention it in Hilchos Tefillin? So maybe Mikra didn't really know that he can put on Tefillin already. He doesn't have to wait till after Netzach Hamla. He's being choshish as a chumrah, or maybe he really holds Mikra Adin. So the Mishnah Berurah here in Hilchos Tefillin, Lamed Ches, brings in this issue. He says, L'chatchila, you shouldn't put on Tefillin until after Netzach Hamla on the second day. However, there are those, the Gesher Chaim writes that in cases of need, if he's not going to be able to have a minyan, if he has to wait until after Netzach Hamla, Netzach Hamla may be late, people daven early, so then he'd be allowed to be somech on those opinions that he could even put on Tefillin before that, starting from his Zman Tzitzis and Tefillin. We should be Saras Tovos. Please do stack the chairs and have a great